Blog Talk Radio.
Cover this broadcast under the blood. See the blood covering today. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You ought to thank God that he woke you up this morning, clothed in your right mind. You are tuned in to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane. And this broadcast was founded by the very late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. Amen. And we start this broadcast off with prayer. And we are our brothers and sisters keepers. So for those of you that are listening now and even may listen at a later date, go ahead and get your prayer list as we begin to touch and agree. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of kings and Lords of lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you, Lord. Father, we just lifting your name on high, thanking you, Lord, Father, for blessing us this day, O Lord. Father, you're definitely worthy to be praised, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, touching and agreeing, Lord, Father, you have seen and looking upon the prayer lists, Lord, Father, that are held before you, Lord. Father, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord, Father, and what they're in need of, Lord. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord, Father. Father, we are thanking you this day, Lord, Father, for your will being done. We thank you, O God, for the prayers that you have already answered, prayers that you're about to answer, and the prayer that you're answering as we pray, Lord, Father. We thank you, O God, for hearing the prayers, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father, for answering the prayers, Lord, Father. Father, we find it not robbery, Lord, Father, for all those that are touching and agreeing with us, Lord. Father, see about their needs as well, O God. Father, we ask you, O God, to cover, Lord, Father, the intercessors, the prayer warriors, the watchmen right now, Lord, Father, those that don't mind praying, Lord, Father. And we'll pray, Lord, Father. Father, see the blood covering them. Strengthen them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We bless your holy name, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon our prayer list, Lord, Father, we thank you, O God, for hearing and answering prayers, O God. We thank you, O God, for each and every praise report and prayer request, Lord, Father. For, Father, you say that you are our healer, our provider, our way maker, Lord, Father, and we say thank you. We thank you, Lord, Father, for never leaving us nor forsaking us, Lord. And I glorify you. Heavenly Father, as we hold before you, Shari, Lord, Father, praying, Lord, Father, for you to regulate her vitamin D levels in her body, Lord, Father, and all that is affected, Lord, Father, because of it right now, Lord, Father. We speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. Touch right now, Lord, Father. Touch her body right now, for healing is the children's bread, Lord. And we thank you, and we're calling it done right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Terry right now, Lord, Father. And Father, as we hold her before you, Lord, Father, though we don't know the prognosis, Lord, Father, whether she's out of the hospital or yet, Lord Father, we are thanking you right now, O God, for her healing, Lord. We thank you, O God, for touching her body right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Dorothy right now, Lord Father, And we thank you, oh God, for bringing her out of the hospital, Lord Father. Father, we cover her under the blood from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. And Father, we're thanking you for touching her body right now as we speak healing to flow through and through her body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, look upon her children, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father, as they were. And intercede on her behalf, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for your supernatural strength, O God, surrounding them, Lord Father. Father, as they continue to lean on you right now, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Edith right now, Lord Father. And we ask you right now, Lord Father, to touch her legs right now, Lord Father, as we speak circulation, Lord. Blood flow right now in the name of Jesus. Father, open up every blood vessel right now, Lord Father. Touch the muscles right now, Lord. We speak blood flow through and through her body right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Dungy right now, Lord Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, as we thank you, Lord Father, for bringing her through her surgery, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for touching her body, Lord. Father, we ask you, O God, to give her that strength, Lord Father, that she needs. We thanking you right now, Lord Father, for the help, Lord Father. Father, that she needs right now, Lord Father, as she recovers right now, Lord Father. Father, we know that you're just and merciful, God, and you're loving most of all, Lord Father. Father, we thank you. We adore you. We appreciate you, Lord Father, for being our Father this day, Lord Father. For Father, you said the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, that we will not want for nothing, Lord Father. And we thank you for every need being met right now in the name of Jesus. Father, touch, Lord Father, those that have been misplaced, Lord Father, the family of those, Lord Father, that has lost their lives, Lord Father, during Hurricane Ian right now, Lord. Father, those that are still unaccounted for, Lord. Father, those that really in need of you, Lord Father. Father, for you touching their minds right now of the devastation, Lord Father, that they have went through, oh God. Father God, touch the children right now, Lord Father. Give them peace, Lord Father. Father, that they don't, Lord Father, allow this devastation, Lord Father, to change them, Lord Father. But give them peace right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, Lord Father, for all those, Lord Father, in the islands, Lord Father, that also was devastated by Hurricane Ian right now, Lord Father. Those, Lord Father, in North Carolina, South Carolina, Lord Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your goodness and your mercy, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for recovery right now, Lord Father. We thanking you, O God, for favor right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, many, Lord Father, didn't have flood insurance, Lord Father. Father, as we come standing in the gap for them right now, Lord Father, we ask you right now, Lord Father, to move on their behalf right now, O God. Move on their behalf right now, Lord. And Father, we thank you for each and every volunteer, each and every rescue worker, Lord Father. Father, that are dealing, Lord Father, with that devastation, Lord Father, within the islands, Lord Father, within the state of Florida, Lord Father. Father, we just say thank you. We thank you, Lord Father, for seeing the blood covering. We thank you, O God, for hearing and answering prayers this day, O God. For Father, daily you have teach us, Lord Father, not to take nothing or no one for granted, Lord Father. Not to put our trust in man, Lord Father, but to put our trust in you, O God. So Father, we thanking you, Lord Father. Father, for seeing about us, Lord Father, seeing about every need, Lord Father, that we are in need of this day, O God. Father, I thank you for this broadcast, Lord Father. I thank you, O God, for the blood covering this broadcast. I thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord Father, for the hearts and the minds, O God, that the broadcast reaches, Lord Father. You allow this broadcast to reach, Lord Father. Father, the word that you have given, Lord Father, your man and woman of God to bring forth, Lord Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for the hearts and minds, Lord Father, that it have changed, Lord Father. Father, that it has drawn others into your kingdom, O God. Courage to prepare right now, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for that right now word, Lord. Father, we thank you for healing and deliverance being in the midst, Lord Father. Oh, Father, we lift your name on high, Lord Father. For Father, this day wasn't promised to us, but you woke us up this morning, clothing our right mind, O God. Being able to do not just for ourselves, but for others, God. And knowing that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle, Lord Father. So, Father, we say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you. Now, Heavenly Father, I hold before you the speaker of our Elder Addison right now, Lord Father. And Father, as I plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, I thank you, O God, for the word that you have given her for this day, Lord Father, for this time, and for your people right now, Lord Father. So, Father God, see the hedge of protection round about her, Lord. And we cancel every and any assignment that would try to come up against her after the word, before the word, Lord Father, and during the word, Lord Father. And we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you for the blood covering the word, Lord Father. So, Father, we ask you right now to give your people the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word, Lord Father, as it come forth this day, O God. Father, we settle for nothing less, O God. Strengthen us in this day, Lord Father. Let us draw, O God, upon the word, Lord Father. Let us draw, Lord Father, from that word today, and let us not be just hearers of the word, Lord Father, but let us be doers of the word as well. Right now, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There is no other God but you, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in. I tell you, you ought to give God praise. You ought to give him praise. He woke you up this morning. No day is promised to us. No day. Thank God for every day, every moment, every second that he gives you amongst the land of the living. Many did not wake up this morning. Many don't have the use of their limbs. Many have a machine breathing for them. The little things that we take for granted, we should not. There was a young man, there is a young man, that was, is a young man that is on our prayer list. Let me tell you, this young man, his name is Jeremy. He had gotten into a motorcycle accident. A car hit him and ran over him. When I say it's nobody but God, it's nobody but God that kept him. And let me tell you, I saw that young man now driving. He lost his leg. Still waiting for his prosthetic leg, but he is driving. He is driving. God is good because he could have taken out of here when that vehicle ran over him. But God, and although when we're praying, so when you think that God is not hearing and answering prayers, he's hearing and he's answering prayers. I told you all about the gentleman that had lung cancer. He's been on our prayer list from September of last year. Stage 4 cancer. They couldn't operate. They couldn't do nothing but God. Never once did he stop working. I understood he was working all during that time, still pressing forward, still trusting God. To where it shrunk, that they're able to treat it with, I think it's chemo or radiation, hears and answers prayer. You may be going through some type of sickness in your body. Continue to decree and declare your healing. Continue to trust God, because he has the final say. When it's all said and done, he has the final say. Where is your faith making your healing today? And know that he's, no matter what sickness, no matter what hurt, no matter what pain, he is, whatever your situation is, know that he is able to take you through it. So put not your trust in man, but in God, because he is the one that moves. He moves man when need be. So trust in God today. I'm not the speaker of the hour. I'll give you the word. As the speaker of the hour, prepare to come forth. Amen. It says, never regret a day in your life. Good days give you happiness, and bad days give you experience. Never forget, never regret a day in your life. Good days give you happiness, and bad days give you experience. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Today, our speaker of the hour is none other than Elder Yvonne Addison. I greatly appreciate her. I thank her daily for coming on this broadcast and sharing what God has placed in her heart. She is in North Carolina, and before the broadcast is over, she will give you, if you're in the North Carolina area, even visiting or living and looking for a church home, I'm pretty sure that you can visit her church and she will give you that information. But we do ask at this time that you prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, open up your ears to hear that word, and the heart to receive it as she comes forth this day. I give to you Elder Yvonne Addison.
Good morning, City of Victory. Good morning, Sister Diane. Oh, my God. God is so amazing. He's so wonderful. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Thank you. That's one of my favorite scriptures. As I say that in the morning, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So I bless the Lord, and I thank God for this opportunity to be with you on this morning. praising the Lord. Hallelujah. We already sense the presence of God as Sister Diane prayed and gave that testimony of that young man, how God kept him and how God watched over him and saw fit for him to still have life. Hallelujah. So that is just so, that's just a, oh, so worthy of giving God all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said that he would, that the word tells us that no weapon formed against us shall ever prosper. Amen. Hallelujah. So that weapon didn't form. And that with the weapon formed, it may have formed, but it did not prosper. And so God saw fit to keep his life. Oh, my God. And then we just thank the Lord. We thank God for his mercy and his grace. We thank the Lord for his healing power. We thank God for his peace, his wisdom, all that we need, that we should be lacking nothing. We should be lacking nothing because all that we need and all that we have, it comes from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the work on the cross. Hallelujah. So I just praise God on this morning. I praise God for this day and for his presence. And as we go into the word on this morning, it is a deliberate touch, a deliberate touch. And I'm going to read from, I'm coming from Mark chapter 5, beginning at verse 25. And some of us may be very familiar with this scripture about the woman with the issue of blood. But I'm going to read it into our hearing this morning. Praise the Lord. Mark chapter 5, beginning at verse 25. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. Verse 27, when she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. Verse 29, immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? But his disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me? And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. A deliberate touch. So we see with this woman with the issue of blood, she had a disease, hemorrhaging, that she had the flow of blood for 12 years. And I just want you to think about that. For 12 years, she has suffered with this illness. And even with this illness, the physical illness, she suffered other areas of her life as well. Because with this illness, that she suffered socially, she was ostracized from her community, from her family. She suffered emotionally. Just thinking about being isolated for 12 years because she could not go out, because anything that she touched, she was deemed as unclean, just like those who suffered leprosy. So if she went out, she was deemed unclean, and if she touched anything, it was unclean. So therefore, she couldn't. She was isolated for 12 years. She also suffered religiously because she couldn't go out. She couldn't go out to worship. She couldn't go out to, to have that that experience of being in corporate worship with everyone else. And also financially she suffered. Because it says that she, all that she had, you know, she'd given to the doctors. It says she suffered many things from many physicians. She spent all that she had, and yet she was no better, but rather grew worse. So not only that, she did not have any means. She spent all of her resources, her finances, on trying to get well. Now I'm thinking about this, that she didn't have the resources, she didn't have the finances. I'm thinking that she suffered as well as having her needs met. Okay, she did someone bring her food, and then just, you know, like during the pandemic, we saw that when we wanted to help others, when we went out to help others, we didn't go in to see them. We didn't enter their homes, but we dropped off packages at their homes. Okay, so I'm imagining this is the same thing with her. Maybe those who had compassion for her, they just dropped off the food or whatever she may needed at that time. But she was socially, emotionally, religiously, and financially destitute. And just imagine that, in that being in that place. And it's like people today that suffer. They've been in a place of suffering, been in a place of discouragement, been in a place of feeling destitute and just, you know, hopeless for years. It might not be a physical suffering, but it may be in other ways. Maybe you are socially, you know, socially suffering, afraid to, maybe there's a spirit that keeps you from wanting to socialize with others, that keep you bound in your home where you're afraid to go out and to meet people. That's a form of anxiety. Or, you know, emotionally suffering. You've been hurt. You have the pain. You have this, you are seeing yourself as less than, when God says that you're an overcomer. So she spent all she had. Doctors were not able to help her. She was seen as unclean. She probably had a form of depression, being isolated, feeling hopeless. She was not allowed in the temple to worship. So anyone she touched was deemed unclean. So after touching him and after touching Jesus, before I get to that, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but she realized that she had come to the end of herself, that she had to do something. She came to that realization, the revelation, and knowing that her hope was in Jesus. It was not in the doctors. It was not in the world system. It was not in her own strength. It was not in her own wisdom and understanding, but it was in Jesus, King Jesus. When we call on the name of Jesus, things have to change. So it was, that's where her hope was. And so when she came to that realization, she had to do something. She had to put aside her fear of being seen as she went out to the crowd. She had to put aside the what had been planted in her thinking that she was unclean and that anything that she touched was unclean. That was a man-made law. She was not unclean. And that happens today when those who have suffered trauma in their lives, when they've suffered the pain and hurt of being rejected, that seed is planted in the mind, in the thoughts, that I'm an unclean person, or that, you know, I have shame. I have shame. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy of God's love. But that is not so. And we're going to see that in as we look to the woman with the issue of blood. And so she, when in verse 27, it says, when she heard about Jesus, when she heard about Jesus, and I want you to get that in your spirit, listen to that in the spirit, when she heard about Jesus. So she, when she heard about him, she put in her mind, in her thoughts, that she needed to do something. When she heard, perhaps she had heard about Jesus and when he healed the demon-possessed man, or the leper that Jesus healed, or when Jesus healed the multitude. But she heard, when she had heard. Now, how did she get that? How, being isolated, how did she hear about Jesus? We don't know, but she heard. She heard about Jesus. So when she heard, she did something. She went into action. She came to, okay, I've got to do something. It's like the prodigal son who wanted to return to his father, and he found himself in the pig pen. He came to himself and realized that's not who God had called him to be. That's not who he is. He wasn't supposed to be in that pig pen. He had a father to bless him. He has resources with the Father. And so as the woman with the issue of blood, when she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd. Now, she had to come out of that place. She found her way through the crowd to touch Jesus. Now, there was when Jesus had all the people around him, you know, there were people all around him, pressing into him. And in verse 31, it says, when Jesus turned around to ask, who touched my clothes? In verse 31, his disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me? Okay. But the thronging means that people, that word, the definition of thronging means that people were pressing in. They were close to him. They were pressing against him. So get this in your visual creative mind, that if you see this, get the picture of Jesus and then all the people who are wanting to be there, who are seeking after him, who want, you know, wanting what Jesus had. They're pressing into him, trying to follow him. They're pressing into him. Pressing into him. But this woman comes in and moves in, and she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. It says, some translations said the hem of his garment. So she touched the hem of his garment. That means that she crawled to him. She had probably been so weak from her illness, so emotionally drained, you know, just hopeless, that she crawled to where he was to touch his garment, to touch his clothes, to touch the hem of his garment. And in that place, as she's crawling to it, she's going through, she's making her way through the crowd, she risked, first of all, being seen by the crowd and knowing that she had been deemed as an unclean person. So she risked being seen by the crowd. She risked probably being trampled by the crowd, because the word tells us that they thronged Jesus. They pressed in. It was the multitude that crowd. So she risked being trampled and probably losing her life. But she didn't look at that. She didn't allow that situation to deter her. She did not allow that situation to cause her to be fearful at that moment. But she had a determination that she wanted to be made whole. She knew that she needed to be healed. Now I just want to think about that. You know, if she had, you know, the 12 years of isolation, being rejected by family, being rejected by a community, feeling hopeless, you know, all those 12 years, spending her last, you know, all of her resources to reach out to doctors. And can you imagine that in that moment that she's determined that I need to be healed? What made her at that moment decide that she needed Jesus? What was it that turned? So I'm wondering, so all those 12 years, had she not heard about Jesus? So sometimes that we can get to that point where we are so focused on fixing our situations that we are, that our focus is not on the healer, not on the deliverer, but we're looking to our resources, we're looking to our strength, we're looking to our own way of figuring things out. We're putting our hands in it. So is this what she did those 12 years? That she was so focused on getting healed, but she didn't look to the healer. But when she said, when she heard about Jesus, so I'm thinking that maybe all the time these things were happening, that Jesus was healing and he, you know, all doing all these great miracles, but her hearing was dull. Her hearing was dull because she had her focus on how she could get her healing her way. And she did not hear Jesus. But when all the other things were removed, to God be the glory, she was able to hear what Jesus had done for others, the healing that had taken place. So she heard, so when she heard about Jesus, she decided to do something, to put into action. So she had a determination to be in the presence of King Jesus, believing that she could be made whole and that Jesus was her only hope. Is Jesus your only hope today? Maybe there's someone out there now who realized that you have done all that you know to do, and now that Jesus, King Jesus, is your only hope. As a woman with the issue of blood, it was her only hope. Praise God. So she touched his garment, for she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. This was her belief. She was standing on that belief because she knew that nothing else had worked. And her hope was in Jesus Christ. So she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. And so she got to that point where she said, if only. That's the only thing I need to do right now. I don't need to do anything else. I don't need to call my prayer partner. And prayer partners are good, don't get me wrong, because we need prayer partners. We need those interceding and praying with us. But sometimes we have to get into the presence of the Lord ourselves and seek God for ourselves. Amen. And see what God is saying to us, about us. Maybe this may have happened to you at some point, where you need someone to pray with, and you call your prayer partners, you call people, you call your pastor, and nobody is available. God is saying, press through the crowd. Seek my face. I need you to be in my presence right now, and I'll speak to you, the Lord is saying. So she was determined, and she knew she had the faith, and she had the belief that she would be made whole if she just got to Jesus if she just got in his presence, if she found her way to the presence of the Lord. So she didn't look at the crowd. She didn't hear the noise of the crowd. And that's in today, if we are wanting to hear Jesus, if we're wanting a healing, if we want our deliverance, if we want God to move in our lives, we have to shut out the noise of our problems, shut out the noise of the situation, shut the noise of what other people may be saying, and that releasing ungodly advice. We have to shut that noise to be in the presence of the Lord and make the way to the presence of God. And so that's what the woman with the issue of blood needed to do. She had to press her way through. And then when she got to, she said, but if I just could touch it, just touch his clothes. And when she did, what happened? In verse 29, it says, immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. Immediately. Isn't God amazing? He's so amazing. Sometimes we are in our situations, in our problems that surround us, that we are seeing every day, you know, those problems that are right there before us. And we suffer and we struggle and we find, you know, that there's no hope in the situation. And then what happens? Jesus was right there all the time. God is the Holy Spirit. He sent a comforter, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit we have within us, carrying the power within us for those who know Jesus as Lord and Savior. But if you don't know him as Lord and Savior, this day is for you to invite him into your heart. Acknowledge that you are a sinner and believe that Jesus was raised from the dead by the power of God and now sits on the right hand of the Father, interceding for us, advocating for us. Glory be to God, that this is your day. But she said that she needed to touch. So when touch, that word means, in the concordance, it means to cling to adhere to fasten oneself to. So she was determined. She had a determined touch. She was determined to touch Jesus. She wasn't going to allow anything to stop her from getting what she needed from Jesus. She wasn't going to allow anyone, anything that's been said over the years. The spirit of rejection was not going to stop her. Finding her in the place of hopelessness was not going to stop her. What people might say was not going to stop her. But it was a deliberate touch. She was deliberate. It was intentional. And she had, her focus was on getting to Jesus. Where's your focus today? Where is your focus today? Is it on the problem? Or is it on Jesus? Is your focus on what you can do or how you're going to make it happen? Or is it on the promises of God and his faithfulness and his mercy and his grace, that he says mercy and grace will follow you all the days of your life, all the days of our lives, we have mercy and grace following us. Oh, my God, that is so, oh, my God, that is so good to know that. Amen. So to cling to adhere to fasten oneself to. So we find ourselves in the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the as the Holy Spirit is moving and speaking and empowering and enabling us to have the faith to move out and trust God. We cling to, we adhere to the promises of God, God's love and hope. Our faith gives us hope. But where's your faith today? Where's your trust today? Thank you, Lord. So that Jesus, she came to the realization that Jesus was her only hope. And as Jesus said, and then it goes on to say in the scripture, it says, immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus immediately, knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" We serve such a loving, loving God, faithful God. Who touched me? He didn't just say, you know, he didn't go about, because he was on his way to another healing. He was going to Jairus. Jairus had said, you know, "I need for you to come in and heal my daughter." So he was on his way to Jairus' house to see about Jairus' daughter. And this woman comes up behind him and said, "Oh, Jesus, you're not getting away from me right now. I'm not missing my opportunity to be healed. I'm not missing my opportunity to get what I need from Jesus. I want my healing today, and I need my healing today." And I believe that because she had that determination and she had that belief, that she received her healing immediately. But Jesus said, "Who touched me?" So he could have kept going, kept moving, going on to Jairus. But because we serve a God who is a relational God, we serve a personal God, and his relationship with us is restorative. He wants us to be restored. He wants us to be healed. And that's the relationship that we have with him and that he has with us. So Jesus interpersonal, he has an interpersonal relationship. He is interpersonal. He's interpersonal with us, and is demonstrated by asking, "Who touched me?" He felt the power go out of him, but he said, "Who touched me?" And I believe it was a touch of agreement. The woman with the issue of blood, her faith was in agreement with the power of healing in Jesus. It was a touch of agreement. It was deliberate. And she was immediately healed. Immediately healed. Praise God. And so, you know, then he goes on to say, but his disciples said to him, "You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. So he saw her. She heard him. She heard about Jesus. And when she heard about Jesus, he saw her. He saw her. So he turned around. He looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. You know, God already knows about all that we're going through. He knows about your situation. He knows about your problem. He knows the hurt, the pain. He knows all about everything about you. But he's waiting for you to come into agreement with him. come into agreement with the promises of God, to come into agreement with the work that was done on the cross through Jesus Christ. He's waiting for you to come into agreement with what he says about you and his love for you, and fall out of agreement with the enemy and the lies from the enemy, the lies that you believe. Stop believing those lies, the untruths that don't line up with the word of God. Hallelujah. As we put on the belt of truth, we wear it. We wear the belt of truth. The belt of truth brings everything together, holds the armor of God together. And so the belt of truth. So is she, as he said that, he says that the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. So not only was she healed physically, she was healed emotionally. She was healed spiritually, was healed financially, because the word tells us that all of our needs shall be met. Amen? All of our needs shall be met. So she was healed. She was healed. And she was, he said, go in peace. He said, daughter, your faith has made you well. So go in peace and be healed of your affliction. Praise God. So she was healed. And so, that she was made whole, that she received her healing. And when she was at his feet, she fell down at his feet trembling. You know, she received her healing by trusting and believing. And you know, Jesus didn't, as he was on his way to Jairus' house to heal the daughter, you know, as the leper was healed, as the multitude was healed, as the demon-possessed man was healed, Jesus was there. He was there. He was laying hands on them. He was in their presence. But this woman sought Jesus. She went to Jesus, and she desired to be in his presence. Praise the Lord. So the healing, so a deliberate touch. She was deliberate in what she needed. She was deliberate in her desire to be healed. She knew that at this moment, enough was enough. And she came to the end of herself, and she realized that her hope was in Jesus Christ. Nothing else but Jesus, King Jesus. Hallelujah, King Jesus. So even if she was pressing her way through the crowd, she had to keep her focus on Jesus. Despite her illness, she had to focus on Jesus instead of focusing even on the hate from the Jews. She focused on Jesus. She could not allow the spirit of rejection to keep her from focusing on where her hope and her healing would be. She could have grown disappointed, but she chose to focus on the goodness of Jesus. So we have to rise above the noise of the world. Our circumstances can pull us closer to Jesus, and that's what happened with her. Her circumstance, her situation, pulled her closer to Jesus. And we think about it, when things are going good, it's hard to, sometimes it's harder to turn to Jesus, because we forget about when things are going good, who's making that happen? Who's making that happen when things are going good? Because God is good. And so we are to acknowledge our dependence on Jesus. And God will use our circumstances for his good. In Romans 8 and 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. So all things work together. It's for his purpose, all for his purpose. He's in that midst, in the time of our struggles and suffering. Character is being built. You know, he's developing our character. He's developing our maturity, our dependence on him. So it's all working out for his good because God has a purpose and plan for our lives. It's for his goodwill and for his pleasure, but there's a purpose. Hallelujah. So when you're in the midst of the storm, you're in the midst of the struggle, when the suffering seems to be so unbearable, remember where your hope is. It's in Jesus Christ. Remember that that God will use that. He will turn it around. He will make all things work together for good. But it takes a relationship with Jesus Christ. It takes yielding. And not just saying, you know, that you believe in God, but then there's no demonstration of that. But there's no personal relationship with Jesus. But really having a heart, serving the Lord, trusting in Jesus, having a heart to serve, hallelujah, having a heart to serve. As the scripture tells us to love the Lord thy God with all of our heart. You may want to ask, well, who has your heart today? Who has your heart? Because God looks at the heart. And he wants us to have a willing heart that will trust in him, that will rely on him, and not leaning into our own understanding, but trusting in God. And as that word is stored up in our heart, you know, let the word be stored up in our heart, that we won't sin against it. Thank you, Lord. So as we're asking the Lord to give us, to renew a right spirit within us and give us a clean heart, you know, he, like I said, he looks at the heart. So it's about a heart issue when we refuse to trust God, when we refuse to believe in him or to act on his word, to act on his promises, to stand on his promises. God is faithful and he's good. He's amazing. And we just love the Lord on this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. A determined touch. Excuse me. A deliberate touch. Praise God. A determined, deliberate. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's all that I have. That's what the Holy Spirit has given me. Praise the Lord. Pray that this word has blessed you, this word has encouraged you, that this word has given you hope, that this word will help you to think about where your relationship is with Jesus. And if you're putting your energy into other things, putting your energy into helping to fix your situation, to make things right in your life, but you've left Jesus out of it, make that determination today that you will turn to him, that you will trust in him, that you will reach out, that you will touch, make that deliberate touch. If only, as the woman with the issue of blood, if only I can touch his garment, I will be healed. And that's the determination, that's the faith, that's the belief that she has. And so I would encourage you today to trust Jesus. Trust him in every, acknowledge him in all of your ways. Acknowledge him in all of your ways. Hallelujah. So I just bless God and I thank the Lord. Father, we just thank you and we praise you for your word on today, your word that is life. And I pray that there's someone whose heart will be transformed today, will be changed today, God, because of the word. I pray that this word drew us closer to you. Lord, give us the ability and the capacity and the boldness to say yes to your will and yes to your way. Let us not look to the left nor to the right, but keeping our focus on you, that you are our hope, that you are our strength, that you are our joy, that you are our peace, that you are our healer and our deliverer. We thank you this morning. We thank you for another day. You daily load us with your benefits. So we just lean in on your benefits on today, whatever we may need. God, we do not lack anything, oh Lord, because we're trusting in you. We bless you and we honor you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. We praise you for being such a good God. And we say that we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Thank you for your hand being upon us. Thank you for being the lifter of our head and being a shield about us, O Lord. God, we thank you. Hallelujah, that you meet every need according to your riches and glory through Jesus Christ. So we bless you on today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Heavenly Father, I tell the access of all thoughts and words to you, oh God. We ask you, oh God, to cover her under the blood, Lord, but there will be no backlash from the word, Lord. Father, everything that the enemy may try to do, let us cement right now, Lord. And we ask you, oh God, to refresh and rejuvenate her right now in the name of Jesus. Father, that deliberate touch right now, Lord, Father, that we need. Father, that we are determined to receive and believe in the touch right now, Lord. Father, she continued to say determined, Lord, Father. So let your people continue, Lord, Father, to be determined to seek your face, Lord, Father. Receive the healing right now, Lord, Father. Receive, Lord, Father, your blessings right now in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for the blood covering, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Elder Addison, you keep saying determined, though you went to say deliberate, but we have to be determined.
Yes.
We really have to be determined.
Yes.
You know, and I'm just, when you started out, I had deliberate healing touch.
Mm-hmm.
So we all need healing. So for those of you that's on the line and this word has touched you, you have a question for Elder Addison, all you have to do is press the one button. That's all. And you will be live to ask Elder Addison your question. An encouraging word for her or cover her. Say a prayer for her. You can do so by just pressing the one. And for those of you that are listening on other devices and would like to partake in this broadcast live, you can call 347-857-3924 and press the number one. We still have time that you can ask a question. You know, pray for her, what the word has done for you, your heart, or even if, you know, someone that you know needs to hear this broadcast or been listening to the broadcast and would like to ask you know, that question again. That number is 347-857-3925. In the meantime, while we wait for you all to decide whether you're going to press that one or call that number, we're going to have Elder Addison give us her information for those of you that is in the North Carolina area or intend to visit that area. And if you're stopping for a service, we'll be happy to give you the information. Elder, can you give the information?
Yes, amen. Yes, thank you for the opportunity to share this information. It's Wings of Eagles. I fellowship at Wings of Eagles Christian Church in Durham, North Carolina. Our leaders are Apostle Burnell and Prophetess Juliet Austin. The address is 1418 Avondale Drive in Durham. You can visit us on woechristianchurch.com for more information. Our service times are 9:30 Sunday mornings. That's live streaming. And then we're in person at 11 o'clock a.m. And then on Wednesday nights at 7, we have our life class, which is live streaming as well. It's Facebook Live. And so we just, if you're in the area, we would love to have you come in and visit with us and to worship with us. We would love to have you. So that's the information for Wings of Eagles Christian Church.
Amen, amen. The word is the word. Not just one person has the word. God have many people that are still standing on his word, preaching and preparing his people. Amen. Just ask God for the spirit of discernment. For those of you that have accepted Christ in your life and trusting that you find yourself into a Bible-believing church, but we have to think about some of the Bibles these days. So we're going to say where they believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We're trusting that you're fellowshipping with a church today, not just preaching the word, but living the word as well. It's very important that we not just hear the word, but be doers of the word. We're not just preaching the word, but we're living the word because we are the church. So, again, for those of you that would like to ask Elder Addison a question or, you know, just want to expand on the word, for those of you that are live, you can press the number one. And for those of you that are listening on other devices, the calling number is 347-857-3925. And we thank not just only this nation, but other nations that continually listen and support this broadcast, knowing that the word is reaching other nations. As the word goes forth, it encourages others. It builds them up. Let them know that the God that they serve is hearing them today and is mindful of them, that they continually hear the word. Amen. Again, Elder Addison, I tell you, I greatly appreciate each and every time that you come on this broadcast. I take it for granted. I take not the word for granted. Thank you for allowing God to use you in this time. And not just this time, but you continue to go forward. And when you say minister, you minister. So I just thank you, appreciate you. And I trust in that our listeners appreciate every word that is coming forth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I do want to say I do want to add to what has been said that God is good. I mean, he's amazing. And I know that sometimes people struggle and they go through different things in their lives. Their situations happen, and it is a hard place. And we even, you know, we have experienced some situations, but it is that time to realize that it's hope in Jesus Christ that we need, and to reach out, to press through the struggle, to press through the pain, to press through. I am a licensed clinical mental health counselor in the state of North Carolina, and I hear the stories. I hear the struggles. I hear what people are going through. And it is a dark place for some people. But knowing that our faith gives us hope, and there is hope in every situation. There is hope in every problem. There is hope in our struggles. And I just wanted to reiterate that into our hearing today, that there is hope. Make that determination to trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Make that not just word of mouth, but really in heart. Take it to heart. Let it be in your heart. You know, we're to love the Lord thy God with all of our heart. You know, all of our heart. And so some of us need to have our hearts mended, our hearts healed, because our hearts are so broken. But Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted. He did. He does that for us. The work on the cross, he did that for us. And so, yes, you don't have to stay in that place of discouragement. You don't have to stay in that place of hopelessness. Like the woman with the issue of blood, she made a determination that she wasn't going to stay there. Like Elijah, when he sat under the juniper tree, and he was just ready to give up, but he needed to know that he couldn't stay under that tree. He couldn't stay in that place of depression, that place of oppression. So I just wanted to say to someone today, get up, be encouraged. God has more for you. You have a purpose here on this earth. And yes, you may not have everything that you need. You may not have everything that you want. But through Jesus Christ, you will have everything that you need. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other things will be added unto you. So seeking God and his righteousness. I just want to encourage someone today, because I know that there are people who will find themselves in that place, and they feel like there's no way out. But there is. Yes, it may be painful. Yes, it may be hurtful. But with Jesus, he helps. He heals. He brings peace. He brings comfort. As she said, the Holy Spirit was sent, the Spirit of comfort, the Holy Spirit of comfort, to comfort us during those times. And so I just wanted to just add that, because just knowing that Jesus is alive and that he is there for us, we have, all of the promises of God we have right there for us. All we have to do is just trust, stand on it, and believe it, and change our way of talking, change our language. As the woman with the issue of blood said, that if I could just touch his garment, if I could just touch his clothes, I will be healed. She didn't say, I might be healed. She said, I shall be made well. In this translation, I shall be made well. So she made that. She made that declaration. She made that decree. I shall be made well. That needs to be somebody's declaration and somebody's decree today, that I shall be made well. not I hope, I might be, but I shall be made well. And watch God move in your life. Make the declaration, make the decree, and then allow God to do the work. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You know, Elder Addison, as you ministered earlier, one thing that, you know, I wrote down when you talked about prayer warriors and, you know, prayer partners, when mm-hmm. you can't reach them and you have no choice but to go to God,
mm-hmm.
because that is what he wants at that time. Not for no one else to be there in the conversation with you and him, but for you to go personally. This is your, you know, to sit
yes.
and God like never before. So when you say press, so when no one is available, crowd like the woman with the issue of blood. And that's what we need to do sometimes. Do we get weary when you're warring for others and now it's your time to go before God and, you know, he's like, I'm so tired, but you have to press through.
Yes.
And I'm not just saying this to others. I'm also saying this to myself. We have to press through. I have to press through the crowd and not be weary, not get tired when it's for me to stand before God and say, Lord, it's me. I'm in the need of prayer right now. I need to hear from you. I need your healing touch. I need your peace. What it is, sometimes we get so caught up helping others. And I've been told that multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
You help others that you forget about yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Forget about yourself that you forget now you need to push through. You're so tired. You're so weary that you don't feel like pressing. So
mm-hmm.
I encourage anyone today, when you see that there is no one that you can reach at that present time, God wants you to have that one and one with him, with nobody
yes.
else, you and him. So I thank you for the word. I appreciate the word. I take the word not for granted.
Amen. Praise
so
Lord.
Continue
thank you.
Pressing through as well. Sometimes when we are giving the word, we are ministering it to people, it is encouraging us.
Mm-hmm.
Because we may be going before God and in our message, you'll hear people say, well, I didn't have this in my message. This wasn't the way I was supposed to go. But God is the one. He is in control.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we so much stifle the Holy Spirit. You know, this is how, you know, I set my service. This is how I set my broadcast. This is what I write, preach, to teach. And stick to it no matter how God is trying to deter you to go this way, because there's someone in the midst that needs to hear what I'm trying to tell you to say. So today, people, press through that crowd and touch the hem of his garment today. Be determined and be deliberate. Amen. I thank you again, Elder Sutter. May God continue to bless and keep you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
For those of you that have missed this broadcast from the beginning and would like to listen to this broadcast again, you can visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries, City of Victory, and click on the link. And while you're there, if you have not liked and follow our page, go ahead and click like and follow. That way you know when we post, when we go live. Just go ahead and do that and enjoy the message. Don't be selfish. Share the message today. You may never know who needs to hear this message. We are ministers of the gospel. Remember that. Share the word. Don't be just hearers of the word, but be doers of the word as well. Amen. Join us tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Till then, be blessed.
Let go.
He's the only one with the answer.
Let go.
Just let God.
Let go.